اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابه اون لاين راديو امباورينج ذا يمه.
ويلكم يا مصطفى. ويلكم
دنيا کے اے مسافر منزل تیری قبر ہے سفر ہے.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. ونس اگین اہلن و سہلن و مرحبن بکم ٹو دس ایڈیشن آف دا کافی ایکسپریس کمنگ ٹو یو لائیو اینڈ ایکسکلوسیولی فرام دا اسٹوڈیوز آف مرکز صحابہ آن لائن صوت اہل السنہ والجماعہ. The voice of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah in Durban, South Africa on this day, the 28th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446, corresponding with the Gregorian date, the 30th of November, 2024. Alhamdulillah, we have just completed our segment on Palestine and we are discussing the characteristics of the Yahud as described in the Holy Quran. We now get on with our next segment, which is called Straight Talk with our brother Ahmad Parak Hafizahullah. And inshallah, today we also have another guest, which is Captain Boisi Zungu from the Metro Police, and we are going to discuss the plans for the holiday season. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother Ahmad Parak.
Alhamdulillah, as promised last week that we are linking up with Captain Boisi Zungu, who is the communication chief of Metro Police. We will be discussing the planning as well as the issues that what we might be able to face in this festive season, which we call a silly season. He will be the right person to outline exactly in terms of the Metro Police how they're going to roll out for the festive season, Molana.
Good morning, Chief Boisi Zungu, and a warm welcome to our program this morning.
Good morning to you and your listeners.
Okay, as we know, we are right on the doorstep of the festive season, and this, you know, crowds our roads up. You get a lot of holiday makers coming, particularly to the coast, and Durban being a coastal city, we also receive a lot of holiday makers, and we know that every year we do have this problem of accidents, which costs the country a lot of money. So what plans have Metro Police put in place for the festive season?
Thank you. All our plans are ready now. We have we're going to increase our deployment in all levels, starting from residential areas, townships. We're going to increase our deployment day and night in freeways, as well as a central business district. We're going to increase our deployment along the beach. There's some access control in certain areas where we'll be separating the public transport and the buses, public transport, buses, and the taxis. I mean, and normal vehicles, private vehicles, in order to ensure that along the beach there is no congestion that will cause a criminal to commit an offense.
Will there be any roadblocks, you know, for stop and search?
Definitely there will be a number of roadblocks in all our region, day and night. During the day, we'll be focusing mainly to unroadworthiness of the vehicles, overload, and people who are carrying firearms. Even at night, we're going to do that. We're also going to have roadblocks for drunken driving to ensure that everyone who's on the road is safe and all the holiday makers are safe. Chief,
will there be breathalyzer tests being carried out?
Definitely, yes, there will be a breathalyzer test. When we are doing drunken driving roadblocks, we using breathalyzer to test the level of alcohol on the human body. Definitely, yes, there will be a breathalyzer testing to those who we think we suspect that are under influence of alcohol.
Now, if someone, you know, tests positive, would they be arrested on the spot and would bail be given for these offenders?
Yes, if you arrested for drunken driving, once all the processes is finished, the station will give you a bail. What they call is a station bail. They'll get a station bail, but all the processes, you once you went to the doctor, the blood taken, then the doctor completed, then the station will give you a bail.
Now, we know during the festive season, crime does increase. So are there going to be any special courts that are set up just for this festive season?
That will depend. It's under prerogative of Department of Justice. It's not within the police. We'll appreciate if they can have that kind of arrangement, but it's not within our hands.
Now, particularly for our tourists and visitors, are there any special arrangements that the Metro Police are going to make to ensure that they are protected, like, you know, higher visibility? And I know there were times when there were police on horseback that were on our beaches.
Yes, the whole plan of this plan is to ensure that the tourists, visitors, holiday makers, everyone who's coming to Durban is safe. The whole purpose of increasing the deployment, the whole of purpose of having some access control is to ensure that the holiday makers, tourists are safe during this festive season.
Now, there is another great problem on our roads, and that is unroadworthy vehicles. If a person is caught on the road with a vehicle that is not roadworthy, what would be the outcome of that unroadworthy vehicle?
That will depend on the nature of how roadworthiness is. Sometimes you get charged, sometimes the vehicle will be scraped off from the road because we are applying zero tolerance when it comes to people who are violating our laws.
And as far as beach control, we know that's where most of the problems are, you know, particularly on New Year's Eve, the day after Christmas, and even on Christmas Day. Is there any additional deployment on these particular days?
Yes, along the beach, we have increased the deployment as well there, increased the number of vehicles, we have increased the number of foot patrol, horses will be there, tourist unit will be there. We also have a boom gate that will be separating vehicles. Public transport vehicles will be parked at a Durban drive-in. Only the small vehicles that will be allowed to pass the boom gate. When it's congested, if the situation comes, we're going to put down the boom gate. So those are the arrangements done to ensure that along the beach there is no criminal activity taking place. Everyone is safe along our beaches.
Now, besides, you know, the city center, what about the suburbs? You know, would there be roadblocks in those very busy suburbs? Like Overport is a busy suburb. And then we get Amlazi, Kwamashu, and Phoenix, Chatsworth, etc. Would there be roadblocks that are leading to these suburbs also?
The roadblocks will be everywhere, including suburbs, townships, CBDs, everywhere there will be roadblocks to ensure that our citizens, holidaymakers, everyone is safe.
Okay. I'm sure that information would assist our listeners a lot, and those tourists, as this radio station is an international station, so we have listeners from Cape Town, Johannesburg, and everywhere, so they would all know what's the situation in Durban and feel safe coming to this city. We thank you very much, Captain Boisi Zungu, the Chief of the Metro Police, for your valuable time this morning and the valuable information. And we would wish to have you more often, you know, for during other holiday seasons.
You're welcome. Mama, thank you so much.
Captain, there's one or two other questions I need to pose. Now, what happens to the limit, or, you know, for limit, you know, after you do your breathalyzer test and the limit exceeds the normal limitation? And you said there will be bail, station will be able to give bails, or it will go to court, one of the two. But over the limitation, obviously, there will be no bails. Is that correct?
Come again, I didn't hear you.
If the breathalyzer test you do and is over the normal limit, well, because based on that, from my understanding, there will be no bail because of the extent of the alcohol consumed. So
no, when your breathalyzer test show that the blood and the alcohol is high in your body, You'll be taken to the nurse or the doctor. There's a process. Then you'll be taken to a station to register the docket. Then the station will give you a bail and the date of a court appearance.
Okay. Thank you for that. Then what about Chief regarding the speed limit? You know, our national roads are 120. There will be cameras on the roads. There will be you're going to be setting up for speed limits, and they have extended the speed limit. What happens in a case like that?
You get arrested on the speed limit. The RTI will be in all our national roads, ensure that they do what they call a speed timing. If you exceeding the speed to a certain level, you get arrested right on the spot.
So these questions I actually pose because we've got our visitors are coming here, so they need to know that these are the issues that they will be facing. Because, yes, from my understanding also, there will be kangaroo courts set up, that is between the justice and the SAPS. They are busy working towards that. So once we come to know during the course of this week or early next week, we'll know what's the story with that. Captain, thank you very much for your assistance, for coming on to our radio program this morning. You know, it is information that had to go out to our community, to the people on the ground. So thank you very much for taking the invitation I've sent you, and I've sent you to come through to the radio station to assist us this morning. We will be in contact just before the last week of just before Christmas to give us a fully update of what other plans you all have put together. Thank you, Chief, very much.
Thank you to you and your listeners. I also wish to encourage the visitors to come to Durban. Durban will be safe during these holidays. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, coming to our local politics, there was some problems in Shallcross during the week. There was a meeting held at Glenridge Primary School on Tuesday. And this was regarding 85 units. You know, a site has been set to build 85 units for some of the disadvantaged people in Burlington Heights, Alpine Drive and Olympia Street. And the people of Shellcross, of course, are objecting to this. And they brought about some points. The current infrastructure is not suitable to house another 85 units. And there are quite a few points that were mentioned. Could you elaborate on this, Brother Ahmed Tariq?
Jimolana, in fact, I did have a chat with some of the residents in Shellcross pertaining to this 85 houses that they were going to be putting up. What their grouse is, when they had a meeting, there was no proper consultation between the ratepayers as well as the civics as well as the community pertaining to these 85 homes. That's number one. Secondly, in terms of the infrastructure, yes, our infrastructure has fallen down totally. And if we won't be, their argument is, consult with the community, consult with the ratepayers and the civics, and come to a common ground, how are they going to set this thing out? Because end of the day, there will be additional traffic congestion, and then especially on these two roads. How are they going to? There is no. They're bringing it to the community now and discussing this issue, but there is no plan. You need to put a plan together. That plan should have been sent out to the community if there was any objection. All that has not taken place. They're putting the cart before the horse here, and therefore the community is very, very upset pertaining to what they are going to be doing. So we are saying that they need to put a plan together, take it back to the community, take it to the civics, take it to the ratepayers association, get the input why they're not against it, but what is the reason behind the whole 85 homes in that specific area for the local, for the informal settlement. That is their grouse. And this is where I agree with them. There should be a proper plan put before them before they do anything more.
You went off air for a while, or I couldn't hear you for a while. Now, the points that they mentioned is watershedding is a daily occurrence in Shellcross. The sewer system damaged in April 2022 has not been fixed as yet. That's 2 years ago. Raw sewage is still running in the river from the Shellcross waterworks. Roads are now crumbling and in need of refurbishment. Schools are still with an average of 45 pupils per class. Shellcross has one clinic and cannot meet current needs. Traffic is a major issue both morning and afternoon. Roads are gridlocked. Chatsworth SAPS cannot cope with the crime rate and has no manpower or resources. Metro Police are in the same predicament. There was no oversight and inspection after the floods in Shellcross by any government officials to assess urgent and critical needs. Residents were not properly informed. Now, all these points, there are other points that they mention. Are they valid points?
Molana, the points that they have raised in this, what you have just said, it is valid points. This is the same points. They have brought it up in the meeting as well. The issue is the community is disturbed and disappointed in the manner how the city is approaching this 85 units to be erected in that area. There is no consultation from the city, neither a proper plan has not been submitted to the civics, to the ratepayers association and the community who lives in Shellcross. So rightfully, they must do what they have to do. They have now sent a letter to the city manager and the mayor. We're not objecting. First, give us your plan. How are you going to sort 1 to 8 or 1 to
10 items they have listed. These are the items we want to be rectified, and they will take it from there. There must be a proper consultation. That is how we normally work in the city. So they, in this case here, they put the cart before the horse. That's what we are saying here.
Now, another issue, well, this has been discussed before, but there was a reminder on the Metro website about deceased estate debt right of continues. Now, could you just, you know, as a reminder for our listeners, and the important question that came through was, is there a limit to the debt, or is a debt of any amount would be written off?
Now, Maulana, this issue we have spoken, I think, maybe 3 or 4 times in our Saturday morning's talk, and I've been always saying to our community, come through. There is this debt relief program put in place, and we need to take advantage of it. And our people are taking two either down and they're sleeping, they're doing nothing about it. Your first question is number one. The debt review program allows you, if you have a deceased and the property is on the deceased's name, and you now want to wind up the estate, providing it under a million rands. So what they will do is they will then write off the entire debt for you, providing it must be under a million rands. So there will be the entire debt will be written off completely. So once that has been done, then you now can wind up the estate and sell that property and give the heirs the due shareholding in that property. So there's a lot. In fact, from the time this program has started, I have already did maybe about 20 or 30 of this people are coming. Especially our people leave it to the last. They don't do anything about it. And they're saying, you know what? They tell the one brother is telling me, my brother is not going to do, he's not prepared to do anything. See, the debt is 800,000 now. Now, I can't do anything. There's nothing I can do. So, fortunately, in some cases, it was under a million rand. We could manage to get do the documentation, get it registered, and the debt was written off. But if it's, the property is valued over a million, then you have a problem. Then you won't be able to even wind up the estate too, because nobody wants to pay for the rates and tax. But there's the other other issue you can be able to do it. You can do it on a 15% discount, and they will write off the interest. Meaning within 30 days, if you pay that, they will be able to do it on that basis. That is the other. The last relief you can get is you pay for your property, you pay 5% of the debt, and you can pay it interest-free, and they'll write the interest off, and you can pay it over 36 months. So these are the three that is available to you. One is if the property is under 1 million rand, and if there's a debt in the family or the debt, we can write the full debt out for you completely. The second one is if the property is worth over a million rand and you got a debt of, say, 300,000, we can write off the interest and you can pay 50, you can pay 15%. We will write off another 15% over 30 days and you can get that discount. And the last one is you pay 5% of the property, the debt, whatever the debt is, pay 5% and you can take it over 36 months. These are, and you only got till the 31st of December, and this program will not be renewed because we have already renewed it for the third time now. So maybe, if it's possible, we will try in early January to go back to council and say, you know what, this debt review and this debt relief program is working for us. We need to extend it by another 30 or 60 days. That is left to the full council. We'll have to debate that in council and see if we can get another extension of this debt review program.
The value of the property must be under 1 million. Now, what about the amount of the debt? Is there a limit to that? Or it could be, the debt could be any amount?
So, if the property is under R1 million, and say the debt is 980,000, the full 980,000 will be written off. Providing it falls under the parameter of under R1 million, the value of the property, and your debt can be anything, whatever the debt is, it will get written off.
Okay. Now, another issue is a lot of people are confused about these, refuse bags that are issued by the municipality. There are different colors for different purposes. Now, some people really don't know what color is for what purpose, and they're putting the wrong category of refuse in the wrong color of bag. So could you just, shed some light on what color must be used for the ordinary refuse, what color for the garden refuse, what color for refuse that can be recycled, etc.?
Molana, it's very, very simple. The most common one is the black refuse bag, which you normally put all your garbage from your kitchen and all the garbage. The other one is the blue bag, which is for your garden, when you clean your garden, when you got your grass, you got your weeds, all that you clean up and you put it. These are the two main ones. If you stick to these two main ones, because on the black one, we normally give black, and the blue one, we give you every 2 months. And if you have not received it, there's a hotline, you can phone them and they will drop it at they won't come and knock at your door, but they'll throw it over your fence, and that's what they do. So there is a facility in place for this from DSW, and they're quite efficient because we have got a contract with a very, very reputable bag manufacturer in the country who is on top of the game and is giving us bags. We don't have a problem or anything like that. But the people, what they do, Olana, the biggest culprit is our people. They know, if you know, like I know, on Mondays in Musgrave where I stay, the assistant at our apartment, they'll come 6 in the morning, they will take out all the bin and they will leave it on the roadside, because he knows by 6:30, 6:45, the truck is coming to pick up. But some people, they know that the truck is only going to come on Monday, but they will take out the dirt on Friday and Saturday. Now, when you put your dirt out on the road, on your pavement, firstly, you're blocking the pavement. Secondly, you'll find dogs and this Unga boys and all these guys are coming looking for plastic bottles, cardboard, and all. They come and make a mess, and your whole road is messed up. If you know, if you're getting on Monday, take it out on Monday morning or late Sunday evening. It's okay, because whatever is left behind there, when they're coming to pick up, they will pick everything up. Even if it's out of the bag, they will sweep it out and they'll take it into the truck. That they will do. But you can't take it out when the guys are coming to pick up on Monday morning. You take it out on Friday and Saturday. You can't do that. That's where our biggest problem. In fact, people know exactly which days the garbage is going to be picked up. So put it on that day or put it that evening so that the morning your garbage can be taken away. But if you put it 2-3 days ahead, you're causing, even when you're driving into your driveway, you'll see right through there's dirt all over the road because of people don't abide by the rules. They know exactly when the truck is going to come and pick up the garbage.
We were told that there would actually be a fine if you put your dirt out even the night before the pickup day. So is there a fine for that?
There is a fine, Mulan, but the city is not very, very hard and fast, because a lot of people go away to work very early in the morning. They got no time to take out. So you take out late evening, when before you go to sleep, 9, half past 9, you take it and you're going to leave it out there. There's no big this thing. But the next morning when the truck comes, they will pick the your garbage up. So there is a fine. But our people, sometimes you see in overport and area,
you'll find Blackburn bag, they only know it's coming to pick up on Friday, he'll go and put it on Tuesday because he don't want to keep it in India. How that is possible? I can't understand why people do things like this.
Okay, Jazakumullah, khair al-jaza for your valuable time and the very valuable information that we got this morning, you know, from yourself and the chief of the Metro Police, Boisi Zungu. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you for all your efforts and give you success. Inshallah, we will talk again next Saturday. And in the course of the day, inshallah, you will get your podcast. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Brother Ahmad Tariq, a local councillor, discussing our local politics.
Main tere samane jhuk raha hu khuda mera koi nahi allah tere siwa main tere samane jhuk raha hu khuda mera koi nahi allah tere siwa main tere samane